Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Start an NFL? I could do that.
Yeah,
like
it was the combine craze this past weekend. I feel like every year it gets more and more popular as the NFL grows in popularity. And
the Underwear Olympics.
The Underwear Olympics. There you go. Do the quarterbacks have to? Did they have to take the Wonderlic? Is that still happening or no? After the CJ Stroud kind of destroyed that, right?
I think they should, right?
They still take it, I think. But I don't know if they take it at the combine. I think they take it a different time.
Okay.
But I since I was, like, coming back from vacation and then went right – not vacation, work conference, and then went right into work, like, this weekend I didn't do anything. But I had NFL Network on a lot, and I did notice that the crowd, like, they almost filled the stadium with fans to watch these guys run, like, 40s. It was really weird.
It is wild.
Like, when you put it like that, it's absolutely psychotic. I you know, it's a full month without football, and I think everyone misses it, and they're just, you know, chopping at the bit for any kind of football action. But I did see, like, so I watched a lot of it, and I was, like, following a lot of news on Twitter for all the reporters that are covering it. Surprisingly, so the fans were there, but a lot of coaches did not attend.
I saw Harbaugh. Jim was there.
Yeah, some coaches, like Shanahan, did all together.
McCarthy doesn't go.
The GMs went, and they did a lot of interviews, and I don't know if the coaches did them virtually or whatnot, but and I think they said that this was actually the worst combine ever, because it was just lack of participation. Like, none of the quarterbacks threw.
Right. Yeah, Caleb May and Jaden all sat out for various reasons. And Caleb didn't really have a reason behind it. The other two, I didn't see if May or Jaden Daniels said anything about why they weren't.
No, they didn't throw. They're waiting for the pro days. So May's going to throw out his pro day.
Yeah, you know, if you're projected to go that high, the agents just control everything because there's nothing to gain. Like, a guy like Caleb coming in there, he's projected number one pick. Like, he's only going to go down. You know what I mean? Like, what's he going to do? Just show everybody, oh, yeah, he's actually really good.
Right.
Versus if he doesn't throw, then he's still going to be the number one pick. So if he makes, like, three or four bad throws, then people will be like, oh, maybe he's not the number one pick. You know, so
I think
it's not worth it.
I think the combine's less about the kids getting drafted and more about the GMs, agents meeting and discussing free agents, trades, and just like getting all together.
It's become a convention of just, let's just talk.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there was some noteworthy stuff. I mean, Xavier Worthy broke the 40 record.
Well, Texas,
4-2. Is that what he got?
I think so.
Yeah.
Fast.
that's crazy fast. That's insane.
Crazy fast. and he did it like, no, these guys do it like no problem too. They're just like, whatever. Like, you know, easy peasy. And was he, I'm trying to think, he was good at Texas, right? I mean, I don't remember him too much. But
yeah, 1,000-yard guy.
1,000-yard guy? Oh, he was. Okay. So he'll probably be like a second or third rounder.
Second or third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speedster. Yeah,
I think he'll probably go second round.
So I have some of the top 40 times for receivers in front of me ever.
Okay.
John Ross was number one. Number two is Jerome Mathis. Number three was Marquise Goodwin.
Okay.
Number four was Tyrone Calico. And then number five was J.J. Nelson. Number six, Jacoby Ford.
Okay. And that's my list. That's your top six.
Who? It's like the Snoop, GIF or whatever. Who?
Didn't Megatron run it in like somebody else's shoes that didn't fit, and then he still got like an insane time?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did. I remember Anquan Boldin ran like a 5.
Yeah, and they knocked him down. Like,
yeah.
So you're saying speed doesn't matter? I mean, what did the cheetah with Tyreek Hill? What did he do?
He's probably like we're talking about second, like fractions of a second. That's like true. If he ran like 4 or 4.3, like I don't know. That's why I'm like, what's really the difference between a 4.2 and a 4.4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That's I don't know if it matters that much.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
What are, like some of the stuff like sticks in my mind? Like I remember. Before he became a Jets legend, Ohio State had a center, Nick Mangold, and he got on the bench press, and he was repping 225, like, I want to say it was, like, well over 40 times.
That's insane.
And I was like, holy shit. And then he ended up being a beast in the NFL.
But. Yeah. Yeah. Jet, one of the Jet greats. Absolutely. First team, right, Paul? First team?
Yeah.
Old Jet all time? Yeah.
He'll be a Hall of Famer.
100%.
Should be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Still very involved with the team, too.
Certain things like that is just really memorable. Like, you know, the 40 times, of course. Chris Johnson, I thought, had a really good high 40 time, too. But I guess
I think he was the all-time leader. He was, like, the all-time leader for running backs.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. I mean, who else kind of made a showing out? I mean, did anyone like improve their draft stock?
Well, JJ.
Sounds like JJ. Yeah, I was going to.
JJ was chucking it.
So, yeah.
Giants are favored on FanDuel to draft him now.
So, had you guys heard any other chatter about that? Like, before you sent that, the FanDuel odds?
Yeah, I have actually. So, from what I'm reading on Twitter is, you know, it's the quarterback craze. Like, there's so many teams that are desperate for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right. And they're saying that next year's quarterback class is not very good at all. I mean, these things change, but
yeah.
They said next year's not good. So, they're saying you got to get one now. So, everyone's desperate and trying to find their quarterback. And JJ, they're saying JJ is going to go like top 7, top 8.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's.
I'm getting real nervous.
I mean, let's be honest.
What does he do?
what was the game?
What is he good at? Like, what stands out about him?
What's the Penn State game?
He made some big throws in the combine. I don't know about it.
I saw him have a
college field. I don't know.
I saw him have a big miss, like a really bad throw. But of course, you know that's going to be like highlighted, you know, over the good throws. But I remember, what was it, like the Penn State game. Didn't he hand off like 40 times in a row in that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, we good?
Yeah, sorry. I cut out for
a second. So it looks like he got disconnected. Yeah, but he like he handed off like 40 times in a row or something like that. He's like a, I don't know, they played a very conservative offense, Michigan. You know?
Well, didn't we kind of, like Daniel
he's
Jones tricked. Is sick.
He's tricked Daniel McSorley.
Jones. Yeah, that's a good one.
Like
I was going to say Christian Ponder.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Someone drafted him top 10, like, nah. Come on.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we just did this with Daniel Jones like 4 years ago. We're going to do it again?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of J.J. McCarthy's biggest, like, what's his plus? Like, what's his biggest, like, skill?
Intangibles.
It's also the dynamics of the draft, the way this year is laid out. So this year, wide receiver is super deep. And offensive line is super
tackle.
Deep. I think they projected 15 wide receivers to go in the first two rounds. And another 15 offensive linemen to go in the first two rounds, wow. Right? So teams, and then the way it's set up now is projected the first three picks. So you take the Bears, the Commanders, and you take the Patriots. they're going to go quarterbacks, right? So if you look at a team like the Giants, if they really want to get a quarterback, they could take a risk and either trade up and get one or draft JJ outright or Daniels if he slips or whomever. And then you could kind of just use the rest of the picks to get wide receivers in line.
Yeah. I mean, I think the narrative with JJ McCarthy is like, oh, well, he, you know, is arguably the greatest quarterback in Michigan history, and it's that's not really saying much. Brady didn't really play a lot when he was at Michigan, and then who is it after him?
I mean, he got Chad Henne.
Chad Henne, yeah,
Chad Henne was good.
Chad Henne, I'm Drew thinking, Henson. Drew Henson.
That's who Brady was behind, right?
Missing someone. I don't know. They've had some good guys though.
Yeah, but like they, you know,
decent.
Yeah, but they're trying to say he. I mean, listen, he's a good game manager, right?
Brian Greasy was the one I was thinking of.
Oh, Brian Greasy, yeah, yeah.
He's a winner. He has the body type. He's still a little slim. He probably needs to fill out. He can move well in the pocket.
Can move out.
The rest
can move. Period. Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest of it is just potential. I'll show you a tweet I read. I forgot who it was that said it now, but someone was like, if you just say that, you know, Michigan didn't run the offense through him and he was a game manager, you're not looking at his potential. I don't know. I think they're trying to find quarterbacks. They're trying to find good things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what we say. Like, we could think all the quarterbacks are good. Like, 50% of them are bust, right? Remember when Adam ran through the list?
Yes.
Caleb Williams is probably a bust. May is probably a bust. Jaden Daniels probably a bust. 50-50.
I think it was 25% are hit.
Yeah.
It was like 22 or
if four go in that top 10, one's going to make it.
One's going to hit. Yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah. But yeah, he's got a good, I mean, he does have a good, he's a confident kid. He meditates before every game. I wonder if he's. Can you imagine him doing that at MetLife? You know, in front of the goalpost before every game. That would be a treat.
He looks like body wise, like baby face, like Zach Wilson. I get Zach Wilson vibes.
Yeah, he's a pretty boy for sure.
You know,
I know. Maybe they look at that like, oh, he could be toast of the town, Mr. New York, sitting courtside at the Garden.
If you just look, let's just use the Giants for an example, but there are many teams just like the Giants in the same situation. They're drafting low, but not low enough to get the top three, but they're in such a bad way. And what are their options for quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Because forget about if you think Daniel Jones is good or he stinks or whatnot. The fact of the matter is, he's had, what, three out of the four seasons ending in season-ending injuries. You got two neck injuries and one ACL. So even if you think he's amazing, you still need to have an insurance plan and have a quarterback.
Well, yeah. According to Rich Eisen, this thing's happening.
So what do you do? Like, you're kind of stuck. And then they have holes everywhere. They have holes at wide receiver, line, cornerback. I think, and a lot of teams are just like that. So they're desperate. So, and then also, if you get a quarterback in the draft, it buys you a little bit of time, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if you're the Giants and you're absolutely married to drafting a quarterback in the top 10, I would rather them stand pat and do it versus if your bust rate is 75% anyway,
yeah,
like just gamble with the one pick rather than gambling with like three or four picks.
100%.
What Josh said, I think it makes sense. Like, maybe they look at it like, hey, this will buy us some time.
Yeah.
Draft the quarterback.
Reset the clock, all that.
Yep.
All right, let's talk Giants for a little bit here. This is my theory. I think when Joe Shane and Dable were hired, and when they sit down with Mara behind closed doors, Mara is saying the Giants are a mess. I need you guys to fix the Giants, right? Much probably like how Dolan went to Leon Rose and did the same thing. I don't want to fix this because this is so bad. It's gotten to such a bad place where the embarrassment of the league. So I thought when Dable and Shane take over, they think that they're probably going to win 2 to 3 wins, and then Barkley is gone, Jones is gone. They're going to get rid of everybody and start brand new, fresh, right? We're rebuilding it. Didn't work out that way. They ended up easy schedule. They ended up overachieving. They win. Everything's exciting. They win a playoff game. It's amazing. They feel like they have to give Daniel Jones a contract, which they probably got suckered into, and Joe Shane's a first-time GM and gets suckered into that. Pays the price for that, and then they come back down to earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I totally get why they paid Jones, right? Because you win a playoff game. Like, you haven't won a playoff game since 2000 whatever, and then finally Jones comes after and he wins a road playoff game. It's like, you feel like, okay, let's pay him. You know, it seems like this is where it's headed. Like, it looked like after that game, like, with the state of the position in the league, maybe this guy could be like a top 12 guy and they'll be fine with that. But just,
and they justified it saying the cap's gonna go up, and then this deal is gonna be like middle of the pack, so let's just give it to him, right? So fine, whatever. But now they're realizing it's not just whether he's good or not. He can't stay on the field, so they need a quarterback, and they still have all these holes. And granted, Shane has missed on a lot of draft picks. He's had good signings, but he's missed on a lot of draft picks. So now the pressure is on, because the media is saying the pressure's on. Well, you had a bad year last year, and now you're on the hot seat. Dable's on the hot seat. And I think Mara didn't put them on the hot seat, but we did. The public has. But now I'm starting to see, by the way they're behaving, right? They didn't tag Saquon Barkley, and they didn't tag McKinney, which kind of
weird.
It gives me the impression that Mara has said, listen, rebuild this the right way. Meaning, you're not going to overpay these meaningless positions or like less valued positions. You're not going to break the bank for McKinney, who plays safety. And you're not going to pay the running back. So they're almost now rebuilding.
Right. Josh, you're right. Because if the GM's on the hot seat, right? Like, he's not going to be like, okay, Barkley, our best skill position player, we're good, we don't need you. And then McKinney, like, maybe the best defensive player on the team, or one of them, like, we're not going to pay you either. Like, if he's GMing for his job, he's got to win every game he can. So he's going to sign those guys. So I think you're right.
I think... I'm starting to believe, because like, just by the behavior, I think that Mara has said, listen, I signed you guys to 5-year deals. You're on year 3. Keep going. Do your thing. So now the shift is going to be like, okay, we have cap space. We're not paying McKinney because he's a safety. We're not paying Barkley as a running back. Now the money is going to go to defensive line, offensive line, maybe corner. And they're going to try to draft that way. And I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. Like, maybe the only thing I could see, the worst thing they could do is move up. And the only scenario where they move up is if they trade with the Patriots to get Drake May.
Right.
There's so much talent in this draft at the top end that, like, I would just hate to burn it on a guy who had a good combine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you had Neighbor sitting there or Joe Walt, and you're like, all right, let's go with McCarthy. He made a couple really nice throws in the combine. And he won the national title, I'd be pretty upset.
I'm like 95% certain that they're going to take Rome or Neighbors. And probably Neighbors. I know that they love Rome.
I'd be good with either of those picks.
Yeah,
I think they go Neighbors.
You're solid with either of those guys. It's kind of crazy how you can make the point that Saquon is the best player on the offensive side for the Giants, and McKinney, you know, maybe the best player on the defensive side for the Giants. But because they play running back and safety, they're not, deemed, you know, important almost in as far as getting paid and longevity. Like, the running back and safety and, like, what, middle linebacker positions are now... I feel like they used to be a big deal, like, back in the day. And now, no, teams do not care about those positions.
Well, I'll give you this, though. I'll say that. I'll justify it, right? The Giants were really bad at running the football last year. So why would you pay Saquon? I don't care how good he is. Why would you pay him $10 to $12 million when, all right, you're really bad at running the football. If we don't have him, say he's not on the team, you're still bad at running the football.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. He's not making an impact.
Yeah. No, it's
might as well draft. I like what the Jets did. Draft a running back in the second round.
That's the move.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of if you play any of those positions I mentioned, like, you're kind of fucked. I feel like in this age of football, you know, it's rough for those positions. And it happened quick. It happened within the last like 10 years, I feel like, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
If your team is really bad, like, say you're bottom of the barrel team, and you're hiring a brand new GM or a brand new coach, I think it takes a full 5 years to like build it the right way.
It's so hard in the NFL unless you like land that like Pat Mahomes or like CJ Stroud. It's so hard.
Yeah, yeah. You like win the lottery if you get one of these quarterbacks. And I mean, I'm most curious. Where's my guy Michael Penix Jr. going to land? I heard the Vikings like him.
Lefty Hive.
What's that?
I saw some people say he's like a day two or three guy.
Which, keep that narrative going. Though, right? Let him fall to the Jets in the third round.
Seems like.
I love that.
Someone will take him first round, though, I would assume.
Yeah, I heard the Vikings like him. I mean, he looked good in the combine. He's throwing
Falcons?
He's throwing darts in the hotel lobby. God, I love him.
It's that game, the national championship game, though, just put me off on him. He's legit, though. He's legit.
He made two, like, yes, like awful throws. I feel like if that that happens, you know, Michigan's defense was filthy. I know, it was a shame because he was like amazing the rest of the year, but
I just don't like that he's the same age as John Elway.
Ugh, and you with the age.
he's older and he's injury prone. He's had some bad injuries in his career.
Yeah, he can't move. I think we joked about this, how he's a black quarterback that can't move outside the pocket. But you know, maybe that has to do with the injuries. I don't know what he was like pre ACLs, but
it's a really good draft for the Jets, I think, because no matter how the board falls, they're going to end up with a really, really, really good lineman.
Yeah. Fuaga, this guy's a fucking monster. You can't go wrong drafting him. If somehow Joe Alt falls to them, which...
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen, but you remember what's-his-face fell to us somehow. That D lineman. What year was that?
Sheldon Richardson?
No, wasn't it Quinnen? Didn't Quinnen like somehow fall to us? Where did we pick him?
Nah, Quinnen was like
Leonard Williams fell to you.
Someone,
yeah, that's right.
Someone just kind of like fell to us one year. I forget.
Jermaine Johnson?
No, I don't. I forget.
I think it was Leonard Williams.
Maybe it was
of.
Leo.
Yeah, I think it was Big Cat. Yeah.
When did we pick him, Paul? Do you remember? You have a good memory. Like
I don't know. They drafted. It's when we went to Vegas for. No, you're.
Oh, 2015?
Your party.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the number one or two pick, and I think you guys got him at like six.
Yeah, like, someone dropped to us. I forget, but
it was Leonard because, yeah, literally the night before, yeah, the next morning we went to Vegas, I think, or that night. I don't know, whatever. So it was April. Yeah, it was Leonard. 15.
Yeah.
He was supposed to go two that year.
We were in Vegas in July, but. Maybe.
What am I thinking of then? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe DeFazio? I don't know.
Oh, you went one to DeFaz. Yeah, shouts to DeFaz. Another Jeff fan. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, Alt falling to us, yeah, probably most likely not happening. That would be incredible. But Fuaga, I mean, this guy seemed – he didn't give up a sack for 2 years, right? Something like that?
You got a name like that? Come on. Like, Fuaga.
Yeah.
We're good.
He's a monster. He seems like a sure thing. But then there's rumors, you know, maybe if Bowers drops, if Adunze drops, which I'd be cool with either of those two.
I would say, yeah, if one of the receivers drop, I don't think it'd be Neighbors. It'd be Adunze, if anyone.
Yeah.
Take him and then just, like, hope to pry one of these guys, like Tyron Smith, to be a tackle, Owenwu from New England. You know, go with vets with the tackles, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of free agents are going to be available for the Jets at wideout. I don't want Odell Beckham. Like, that doesn't do anything.
No.
Tyler Boyd. Like, no.
No. I watched.
Imagine,
I watched,
like,
yeah.
Odunze and Garrett Wilson together. Oof. And then you sign, like, a tight end with Conklin.
What about Devontae Adams?
I don't think
it's happening now.
Who's gonna play quarterback for the Raiders?
That's true.
Who's the quarterback? If they start out like 0-4, 100% they'll trade him at the deadline. They'd be idiots not to. What? So it all depends how they start. If they start really bad, he's gone.
They're a team talking about trading up for a quarterback, right? Isn't that the rumors as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah. I wonder who they like. It's interesting.
Maybe Russ goes there, but I think he's going to end up in Pitt.
Yeah, Steelers. It's kind of funny. That'd be him and Tomlin together.
I mean, he had 26 touchdowns and like 6 picks last year.
Really?
Yeah,
they were good for like a while there, the Broncos. They were playing really good.
He had a better year last year than Daniel Jones ever had.
Yeah. How's Daniel Jones feeling right now? I mean, geez, no one likes him, seems like. He's got money.
Poor guy. He's rehabbing. He's like, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jets, John, I mean, there's a lot of options. Yeah, this draft is loaded with offensive linemen and wide receivers, which are needs for both these teams. But quarterback would be nice for both teams as well. Anything else from the combine that kind of stood out or, you know, just kind of...
Every media member talks about St. Elmo's and the shrimp cocktail sauce. How hot is this thing? I got St. Elmo's, the steakhouse over there.
Okay.
And they always talk about the shrimp cocktail, the sauce.
Everybody,
it's like the spiciest thing.
Everybody takes pictures and sends it. Oh, man, there's so many.
Interesting.
That's all you hear about. St. Elmo.
I didn't. Oh, okay. Okay. Anything else from the St. Elmo, or is it just the cocktail sauce? That's it.
Everyone talks about the shrimp and the cocktail sauce.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Where was the combine again? I'm like drawing a blank here.
Indianapolis.
It was Indy. Okay. Yeah. That's what I figured. It's there every year now, right?
Yeah.
Why did Indy become? Why? Because it's like the middle of the country, kind of? Like, why did that become?
Because of the cocktail sauce.
Just because the cocktail sauce? Is that the place that. Didn't Josh Hart shout? Have you guys been listening to the roommates podcast?
I have now. Yeah, I didn't catch all of them, but a little bit.
I've been listening, and he trashes like Indiana one episode, but he's like, oh, but they got a couple good like restaurants. I think he might have mentioned that St. Elmo, but I'm not positive. Uh-huh. So I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know why they picked there.
Yeah,
middle of the country. It's got a dome.
Yeah, I mean that's where like the Big Ten championship is, and all that good stuff. Is someone finagling with their headphones? Or...
Sounds like a hurricane.
Someone's trying to.
I'm on the sofa.
Okay, Adam, you good?
I'm moved.
Oh, okay. Always something with this.
I looked at like really quickly. I looked at probably 5 or 6 mock drafts, and JJ McCarthy like doesn't go past the 7th or 8th pick in all.
Stop. Good.
A bunch of them have the Giants taking them, and like some of them, I saw them going. One, I saw him going ahead of Drake May, and I saw the Giants like trading up to 4 to get JJ McCarthy.
Oh, no.
It's happening.
Oh my god,
I love this season.
Here we go.
What's the over under on days it takes us to talk ourselves into JJ McCarthy?
Oh, I'm gonna watch some highlights and read
that
one
night.
Article and it's sold.
Just watch the Michigan Ohio State game. That was probably
by the time the draft gets here, like he's gonna go somewhere else, and I'm gonna be heartbroken.
Just watch the Michigan Ohio State game. That was probably his best game, right? I mean, who watched college football here? Yeah,
of course, me.
Yeah, you. But like. You watched every Michigan game, right? Like, it was that probably
just
like,
about
that was probably close, like his best game, and he didn't even do that much. I don't know. He's not a guy who's gonna light it up. He's just like a game manager type.
Would he start for the job? Like, would they draft him to start?
No, I think they'd start Daniel Jones, and he'd sit.
Oh,
sit
for so a just year? Create like so much. Yeah, that. Oh my god. Just put more pressure on. You know, create a controversy. Yeah.
And they would still have, and then
that'd be fun.
No, No wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Be interesting. I'm ready. Draft.
Soon. Yeah. Make it happen.
I'm seeing Jaden Daniels to the Commanders every draft, every mock draft.
But not,
no, is he ahead of Drake May?
Yeah. Everyone's saying the Commanders like him. I don't know.
Okay.
So then Drake May would go to New England.
New England, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Something tells me he's not going to be good.
Jaden Daniels?
No, May.
Oh, May. Yeah, I don't know. Even Penei, didn't he say he sucks?
Yeah, he's been in every game. And he was a little better than Mitch Trubisky, I think.
Yeah. And that's a UNC fan, so.
Yep.
Kind of tells you all you need to know. Yeah. I don't know.
No, something's going to happen.
And what the Bears do? Oh, man, there's a lot. I can't wait for the draft. We're still 2 months
out. Where are they going to trade him? Because they're saying, like, Cousins is going to go to Atlanta. So then maybe Fields will go to Minnesota. Right? Because of Caleb, number one. You got to get rid of Fields, so.
There's going to be some movement here.
For sure.
All right. So, what should we move on to? The Nickies?
Yeah, I mean the podcast you mentioned, that's a pretty good transition.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. The injury woes continue. I mean, for a second there, not a second, for like what, a good hour or two, our season was pretty much over according to us and Twitter, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty good at like diagnosing injuries from like just seeing reaction and like 100%. I thought it was like a bad ligament damage or like a dislocated kneecap.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because the way he was grabbing it and, you know, he's a really tough guy. He doesn't stay down. So it was literally what, the first possession of the game, I think, or second, whatever. And that happened. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, season's over.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking like, okay, maybe next year is done too. Like, he might be out for half the year. And then it's like, all right, no free agents are going to want to come here. The trade, like, it's everything is fucked. And then you start seeing the doctors on Twitter, like, explain, well, actually, it's like the funny bone. His leg, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. And it kind of made sense because it didn't look like when he went up, like, that the, you know, he didn't twist it or anything. It didn't, like, if you see guys tear his ACL, normally it's like that weird bend and it kind of like caves inward, right? And you can tell, like, oh shit, like that's a problem.
Yeah.
Nothing like that happened. So when they started putting the videos together, I was like, all right, I think like he's good. So it's like, yeah, we got like another chance, right?
Yeah.
For an hour, we thought it was completely over.
We have life. So yeah.
It's like house money now.
Yeah. Still no timetable on Randall or OG or Mitch.
Well, OG, but I'd say OG is back in a week.
Okay. A week. Okay.
Yeah, they said like mid-March.
Mid-March.
So we're getting
close. Yeah. Yeah, Randall being out is killing my fantasy season.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, would love, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking. Like, they're saying he probably should get surgery, but I mean, he's a gamer, man. He wants to come back. He wants to play. Got to give him that. But I have a feeling he's going to come back. He's going to suck in the playoffs again. And it's going to be because of this injury, which is like every time, right? He's got some injury in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. And then Mitch, there's just like murmurs, right? But he's been with the team, right? A little bit. I don't know.
When did the playoffs start? Officially, like mid-April?
Mid-April, yeah.
All right, so, I mean, hopefully they're all back by, yeah, end of March.
End of March? That'd be great.
Yeah, you got to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't just, like,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, just plug them in, I know.
Instead of playoffs. I think Mitch, you probably could, but Randall, no.
And we haven't seen this team full strength. I'm, like, dying to see what that looks like. Brunson, Dante, OG, Randall, Mitch, and then Hartenstein.
Bogdanovich.
And
let's leave out Burks forever. That guy's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stinks.
Yeah, he hasn't really looked. Yeah, no thanks. Yeah, I mean, at this point, if everyone's back full strength, you run a 9-man rotation.
Do you guys think continuity is going to be an issue? Like, when everyone comes back, it's because this group essentially might go into the playoffs having not played together.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Gonna take, yeah, that's why you got to get them back, like
gotta get some
before
sort of
the end of this month
flow going the way they were playing.
Yeah, try to get a handful of games in at least.
Yeah because when OG first got there, I mean, they were playing like beautiful basketball. Yeah, now you're throwing Bogey in there.
Well, I think when everyone's back, Bogdanovich, he's just gonna, him and DiVincenzo are gonna be plopped in the corners shooting threes, right OG too.
Yeah,
you let Brunson and Randle go to work in the middle, and like OG slash and shoot from like the wing.
Yeah.
And I think that's like Bogey, you know, he's weird, man. Like watching him like nightly, he throws up some airball bricks.
Yeah,
like
wide he open. Does. He just,
Adam,
shoots.
Remember that? Like,
did he,
I'm like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah, he's hot and cold. He's not bad with the ball in his hand, though.
He looks,
he can do some stuff.
He looks like he's 48 create. Years old. He's got the high socks.
On the right night, you're like, is this Drazen? Is this like Drazen reincarnated on the right night?
I know.
On the wrong night, you're like, oh my God, has this guy ever played basketball?
I know. But yeah.
He'll win a couple games in the playoffs.
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. He could give you 20, like, no problem.
He's a good guy to have on your roster for a playoff team because like on the against the right team, he's gonna be such a tough matchup because of his size.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I'm curious to see how Mitch fits in because Mitch went out before OG, right? And they were playing their best basketball without Mitch. So I just wonder how that will go if he comes back, you know? So a lot of ifs. But I love the way.
Wait, can we throw a little bit of like first take hot sauce on this?
A little bit of what?
First deck? A little, you know, first take, like the hot, you know, whatever, like the little hot takey.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
All right. Derrick Rose, Lil Dang. Remember that team? They were constantly injured. They played a lot of minutes, right? Under Thibodeau. The old Bulls.
Okay.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of minutes with these Knicks guys. Now,
I know.
All of a sudden, a lot of guys are on the disabled list.
Trust me. Yeah. Trust me.
Is there a correlation?
That's what they be saying. I don't know, Juice. You're a Tibbs guy. What do you say? You?
We need Frank Isola for this one. he always defends Thibodeau with this. Like I've never seen the guy. Like especially Isola. He's been digging into stats, like showing numbers and like minutes and
he's old school. He goes back way back with Thibodeau.
I remember when the Bulls played the Nets in the first round and Lil Dang in the middle of that series, he had to have a spinal tap.
Jesus.
That's like, how many minutes has this guy played?
Yeah, it is a little bit of a concern. At the same time, it's like you want these guys to play, but then it's like, do they have something going with this load management thing? But, I mean, Joker plays every game, right? The Nuggets won last year.
Listen. OG was
injury prone before he got to the Knicks.
That's true.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Randle is a freak dislocated shoulder. Like that, I mean, if you saw the play, like, yeah, he fell on his shoulder. That would have happened to anybody. It's not like the minutes contribute to that.
Right.
But, Juice, remember the time of the game?
It was late.
End of the Miami. Game. You're saying late in the game?
Late in the game,
They were up like 25 with 3 minutes left, and he's still in.
I'm also so used to the Knicks having big leads and blowing it and losing the game, too. I don't know.
No, I agree. And that's what Thibodeau says. He goes, you can lose a lead in like 2 minutes in this. He's like, I'm never
confident. Especially now,
yeah.
But like, that is the one thing I think Tibbs has been great. He's been awesome. But yeah, when it's like 2, 3, 4 minutes, like, and you're up by over 20, like,
it's not necessary.
Yeah, pull the guys.
That's the only thing with him that I'm like, you know, he just does that. Like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. He just likes to kill teams, which is good, but, you know, could be detrimental. Yeah, we'll see. And you know, injury as far, you know, Mitch Robinson, I think he's just an injury prone guy. And it looks like Brunson will be okay, but that was just like a fluke thing.
Is there a first round matchup that you guys are looking for?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I don't want to play like anyone, literally anyone else. Every other team scares me. Maybe the Bucks.
Maybe Philly, right?
Oh, Philly. Yes. Cleveland, yeah. Philly, definitely. Those are my top two. Bucks, I'm not terribly afraid of, but a little bit. Definitely afraid of the Heat. Definitely Celtics, obviously.
I don't want to play Orlando. Orlando's tough too, yeah.
By the way, Juice, I've had that Orlando Magic song like stuck in my head. Like,
yeah, crazy. Always.
Orlando Magic.
All year.
But yeah, they scare me. The Pacers scare me. Even though I'll fuck them, I'd want the Pacers, actually. I think they're...
Yeah, Knicks would... They wouldn't have a problem with them.
I think they could win that series.
Yeah, full strength, the Knicks should be... Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Heat still, though. Even Knicks at full strength. I don't know. There's something about the Heat. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Heat culture.
They just signed Patty Mills, who's been washed for like 7 years, but you know he's going to like average 17 a game in a series
100%. This year. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. It's funny because we joke about like players leave the Heat and they're like not as good, but Strus has actually been better, right?
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, with the Cavs. Speaking of playoffs, Nets, what's the deal with them? I mean, how do you feel on a night-to-night basis with this team?
Well, let me give you the glass half full. We won 3 out of 4.
Okay.
I'm kidding. There's no glass half full. It's hard because you got ownership who clearly has a mandate to try to win, but you don't have a roster that's capable of winning. So they're trying to win, but they're accidentally tanking, but they don't have a draft pick. So they're kind of in hell. I don't really know what the answer is. I mean, the answer to me is obvious, which was available at the deadline, was try to get your picks back for Bridges and then kind of restart it there, and then maybe you can get a first rounder for Claxton, and then that's the way to do it. But like to sit around here and you hope a guy asks for a trade to your team and your team only, and then when you trade for him, like you're now a 5 seed, it doesn't really seem like the best idea.
Right.
Yeah, it's they're a tough watch, man. Like, you get the Grizzlies, you look at the Grizzlies lineup, and they don't have one NBA player in it. And then, you know, you're down 9 in the fourth quarter. You're like, oh my God, this is like, how is this happening?
Yeah. Yeah. So where they stand right now, what seed?
They're only 2.5 back in the 10th.
Okay. So they couldn't get in that play-in.
Yeah, they might sneak in. The schedule is pretty light. Like I said, they won 3 out of 4, but it was Atlanta twice, and it was Philly last night without Maxey. Yeah. And then the loss was Memphis.
With like nobody.
It's like the ugliest 3 out of 4.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Memphis game was crazy. They were double digit favorite. Lost at home.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean Ollie obviously coaching for his, you know, job, right? I mean, if he somehow gets them into the playoffs, they'll probably
I don't think they'll keep him. I don't think he can keep that job. I think they're gonna try to find a big name, like somebody with cachet, because their whole game is attracting free agents and attracting, you know, guys that want to get traded. So
yeah,
I just don't see them being like, okay, Kevin Ollie, you're getting extended. I think they'll probably try to get like a Budenholzer or someone in that mold.
Coach Bud, okay. I keep forgetting about him. Where is he? He's just not coaching.
Yeah, he's just out of the league.
He's chilling. Okay. Okay.
Also, shout out to Lonnie Walker, who's like a plus 77 this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's...
Love Lonnie. He should always get more games.
Nice bench player. Yeah. Nets have some nice players. I don't know. I don't know how they... who they get.
They're fighting with Atlanta, right? Hawks?
Yep. Yeah, it's them in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Jalen Johnson just got hurt.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he fucked up his ankle.
Went tonight.
Barely could walk off. Yeah, barely walk off the court.
Couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. Couldn't do that last night. Like, no, I'm
my whole team, bro. Done. Yeah, I know. He's really good.
He is good.
Yeah, he is good. He's a great athlete.
He's one of those. What's that bet that FanDuel has? Was it 1 point? One rebound.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, one of everything.
Yeah, yep. He's one of those guys. Yeah.
100%.
He's good. Speaking of the Hawks and the Nets, Trae Young flirting with Mikal. Adam.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be a lot of fun if they went and got Trae Young, traded all those Suns picks to get him. But then again, it's like, okay, now we got Trae Young, and what are we, sixth? are we the sixth seed now without any draft picks? Like, I don't really know what the answer is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what the answer is. It's just not an answer that the team is going to agree with. So the best, if you're a Nets fan right now, the best you could hope for is they land an exciting player and become a middling playoff team.
Okay.
That's the best you could hope for. So it's pretty sad.
Yeah. But it sounds like players like Mikal, and, you know, Brooklyn is in New York, you know, so you got guys who may want to go there, like a Spider or Trae Young, or, you know.
No, I do think they'll probably end up getting one of these guys just because they have a million of other future picks. They're in Brooklyn, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
But on the floor, I just don't think it's gonna matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like you get one of them. Okay, cool. You get Mitchell or you get Towns, or you get Trae Young. You're still not better than like seven teams in the East.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was watching Frank Walks, Frank the Tank. He's got that new show, Frank Walks. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, so he did one with, like, Francesa, and then I watched one recently he did with Scott Van Pelt. And he went on a rant because, you know, he's a Jersey guy, and he grew up a Nets fan. And he's pissed that they went to Brooklyn. He was bashing the hell out of Barclays, saying it's the worst arena. And I think that was very fair. I kind of like
so I like Barclays.
I like the Clays.
And the other thing with Barclays is I think they're at 99.something% capacity this year for tickets sold.
Oh, wow.
And they've been like that since they moved to Brooklyn. So they're selling their tickets. And then if you go back to New Jersey, when they were like going to the finals, they were like 84% capacity.
Wow.
So like, I mean, to me, like it was a no-brainer move, and you could see why they don't want to tank. You know what I mean? Because if they have something semi-competitive, like even if people come out and root for the other team, they're still buying tickets. You know?
Yeah.
So to me, like I see the point in it. The move to Brooklyn is a no-brainer. Like the whole Kyrie, KD, Harden, like Lillard's, like, oh, trade me there. Like none of that stuff is happening in the swamp. It's just not. So. I think they did the right thing there. I don't really understand the argument against it, honestly. But yeah, as much as I would love to have them in my backyard, but
right, yeah, you could have walked there.
Yeah, it'd be great. If you watched the games from the roof.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, back in the day, you can only really drive there. I know you could take like the you know, PATH train, right, or New Jersey Transit goes to the Meadowlands now. But like Barclays, there's like a million subways that go there, so it's really convenient if you're in the city.
Yeah, listen, if Brooklyn was its own city, it would be the second most populated city in the United States.
That's right,
the third most populated city. So.
That's right, it's the most populated county in New York, and yeah, it's huge.
At the end of the day, it's people, you know, so that's why they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and according to Durant, they're cool, but now the Knicks are cool again.
Yeah.
So
no Durant. Yes.
Kleinman. He's like, come on, man.
Durant's career should have been better. I mean, his career is incredible, yes. But it should have been better.
But that clip is so telling. The fact that Kleinman, because for years, right, we couldn't believe that Rich Kleinman, New York Knicks, diehard New York Knicks fan, couldn't convince his client to go to the Knicks. And then it comes out he wanted him to go to the Knicks. What the fuck? And Durant still was like, nah. So, what kind of manager are you?
Well, he was going where Kyrie was going.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, you know.
Kyrie was like, you know, Kyrie's there. Like, if everyone wants to go left, Kyrie's going right. So, he's like, Nets.
But, obviously, he I'm sure he regrets that decision. I mean, the Knicks were kind of in shambles at that moment. What was that, 2019? But
yeah, I don't know if the outcome's any different, though, because Kyrie. You know, like
right.
He was playing in the Kyrie.
It would have been a disaster here.
Yeah, yeah.
with the Knicks too. It didn't matter.
Yeah, it probably looked
you would have, yeah, because Kyrie would have been sitting out for this pandemic, and KD would have been standing there, and you would have been three times the scrutiny because of the Knicks and not the Nets. I mean, not that there wasn't scrutiny because it was insane, honestly, but
yeah, yeah, crazy, crazy, but.
Who knows? Maybe he comes next year after the Suns flame out.
I think it's funny wherever KD goes, it's like he teams up with all these superstars, but not like he's playing with like Royce O'Neal every night.
No, I could definitely see KD, like if the Suns don't do it this year, like I could see him making his way to the Knicks.
What's his contract though?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's his what?
His contract. Durant.
Oh, he's got like 3 years at a max left.
Oh, so Knicks can't afford him.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Oh well.
Oh well. yeah. What about college?
We don't want him anyway.
Oh.
Loser.
Yeah. No, I wanted to transition over to college hoops starting to heat up. I mean, we're getting close to the tourney. When's the conference championships tournament?
This coming week.
Yep.
Next week.
Next week.
Okay.
It's here. The madness.
Yes, sir. All right. What does Cuse need to do to
They had a win last night. They were like on the bubble, right?
Yeah.
They had 20 wins, but I knew this was gonna happen like when the schedule came out. It was at Clemson, final game of the year. Joe Girard, I knew that he would put the, he'd bury him, and he buried him.
He buried him. I know. I was watching.
So yeah,
got his revenge.
They basically got to win at minimum two or three in the tournament, but it'd be tough. They're like a year away. They're close. They'll be all right though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to make some sort of noise in the ACC tourney. Yeah, it sounds like the Johnnies though. They've been hot lately. Same thing though. They got to make some noise in the tourney, right?
I think they got to win at least one.
Okay.
They have like 13 losses. They only have like 18 wins or something. But they have.
They got hot lately.
It's so stupid with this stuff. They need to do like these net ratings and the Q1 and the Q4. Like it's a bunch of numbers. Like on a computer.
It really is like a science. Like bracketology is a real thing.
It's like you know. Watch the games. You can tell who's good, right? So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but like I think we've been talking about all year. Like this season almost has been like one big tournament. It's just like you don't know who can win like on like any given night. It's many upsets.
That's why it's so hard. Like I think it's the hardest thing to do. Like six games in a row, you know, one and done, you're out. Like it's so hard.
Yeah, yeah. But like, who's looking like the best teams right now? I mean, UConn still.
UConn, Houston, Purdue. I think those three are above everyone. I know you love Houston a lot.
Fucking.
But
that was in Kansas. I mean that home court. Have they lost this year on their home court, Kansas? I don't think they have. Right.
I think just once.
They're like dominant there.
It happened
that
recently.
That building is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But those three, I think Purdue, if they get past the jitters like after last year, if they get to the second weekend, you know, they'll be more calm. I kinda look at like remember when Virginia they lost the 16
team? Yes.
Yeah.
And then won the title.
Yeah, won the title next year. I think it's gonna be very similar to that.
Okay.
So they just gotta get out of the first weekend. And I love Tennessee.
I was just gonna say
Tennessee is good.
I like Tennessee.
People are saying they're a one seed.
Yeah,
they just beat South Carolina on the road.
Yeah, that's tough. Dalton Connect is a beast.
Yeah, kid's dirty. Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, Tennessee's looking good. Kentucky, I know Adam, you like Kentucky. I just don't see it. But
they can't play defense. I like the players. I don't know. Like, it's they don't really win that often. I mean, not that they don't win often, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like
they gave up like 110 points to a 14-14 team in Arkansas last Saturday.
Jesus.
Like do you know how hard it is to give up 100 points in college?
In college.
they might be one of those like five seeds that everyone picks to get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Adam said, their players, like they could just take over games and you know, gets in a Final Four, but it all depends with them with matchups. They got to play like a team that's not super good defensively.
Right. This,
because they're going to give up points.
That kid, Reed Shepard, is like one of the best shooters I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, he's good. He'll be a pro.
I think he's like on five attempts. He's at 50% this year or something like that.
And they got Wagner, Dillingham. The team's loaded.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a bunch of other good teams in, like, what? Like, the Big 12's been, like, the best conference, which...
Yeah, Baylor. Is there. Yeah. Duke is actually starting to play really well now.
Yeah, you always got to worry. Yeah, together. Duke, North Carolina, you got to, you know, I guess throw them in there. You know, they're going to probably make some noise. So
Marquette, when they're healthy.
Is Seton Hall? They're a bubble
Arizona's
team, right?
Very good. Yeah, they beat Nova tonight, so they should be in now. I think this was kind of like whoever won that game is going to get in.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a big win for them. But Arizona's tough. Yeah, there's like literally 15, 20 teams that could probably win it.
Seriously, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We'll see if UConn can, you know, repeat.
It's tough. I don't know when's the last time that happened?
Was it Florida?
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Joakim Noah, Florida?
Yep, you're right.
Yeah,
Florida. Yeah, it's pretty long.
With what's his
Corey
face?
Corey Brewer, Al Horford.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite the squad with what's his face coaching?
Donovan.
Yeah. He's probably going back to college after this year, right? I got to think.
I don't know. He's been gone for a while now.
Yeah.
I would think Chicago would make a change, but they just keep on running the same team and coach for 15 years in a row now.
That's what's going to happen with the Nets. What's going on with the Bulls right now? Like, they just will not blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like one more year. Like, we'll turn it around, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
How could they, yeah, like, they didn't trade DeRozan at the deadline. It just makes no sense.
Made no sense, yeah. But they're another, yeah, like, potential, like, play-in team, like, that sort of thing. Yeah. I don't know. And then women's, what is it? It's still Iowa, South Carolina.
South Carolina is
and
undefeated.
LSU.
South Carolina is undefeated.
They are?
Did it? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I saw that they have five new starters from last year.
Oh, they're so good. They're nasty.
That's crazy.
I don't think anyone's beating them.
Wow.
I think they're like, their favorite, like they're like -130 to win it, and then the field is like minus or like plus like 140 or something.
Wow,
even which is pretty crazy,
even with Caitlin Clark out there.
Yeah,
by the way, I just looked it up. Reed Shepard, he is 52% on 8 attempts this year per game.
Wow,
yeah, he's legit.
Said from 3 on 8 attempts. That's insane.
Jan, that's crazy. That's crazy.
His dad played at Kentucky too.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was on the team that won over Syracuse in the title game, 96.
True.
So he's like a legacy kid. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, Jersey Jerry broke her record last night. He did it in over 5.5 hours. So
what was he doing? He just, not so like, impressive. Shot for five hours or something?
Yeah. You know how, like, you know, we used to just, like, shoot around? Like, literally he did that for 5.5, 6 hours. And I think, like, he had to hit, like, a certain amount of free throws, certain amount of threes, and then the rest could just be scored however. So he was just, like, literally just, like, doing layup after layup after layup after layup. But he was hitting threes, too. Like, he hit, like, six in a row at one point. It's not terrible.
Yeah. So what do you have, like a ball boy, like,
yeah,
passing it back to him?
Yep, had a ball boy, and I don't know, he had to be sore after that.
Yeah, he's not in the greatest of shape. Yeah.
I don't get, like I was saying before, like, I feel like there's some, like, decent, like Barstool concept shows, like Frank the Tank, Frank Walks, Rico Bosco as Healthy Debate. Fucking Jersey Jerry After Dark, like, I don't know, like, he's just, like, torturing himself, like, with these, like,
I know,
competitions. Yeah.
The golf one was like, I thought that was never going to happen.
Yeah. But like, he's just like, it's just like torture. Like, can he get like a different kind of show? Like, I feel like there's something better he can do. But
yeah.
But some of these guys just don't have much they can bring to, like, Clemmer with the solitary confinement. Portnoy was like flipping out today about.
So what is that? He had to remember like the home run leaders or something, like the top 10. What was it? I don't know.
He got something wrong, and yeah, like, I don't know. He's just like, they're like streaming him, and he's just like sleeping on a bed, and Portnoy was like flipping out about it. He's like, this is what I fucking handed out newspapers for. This is what I like built this company for, so you could watch this guy sleep on a bed or something like that. He was like flipping out. It was funny. Yeah. Barstool.
Yeah, I think they're running out of ideas a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but all right, guys. Anything else we didn't get to? Sports world or anything at all? Anyone wanted to talk about?
I think we're missing something.
I'm trying to think.
There's no. I don't have any shows. I'm not watching anything.
Yeah, me neither. True Detective was awful. Paul, did you watch it? Finish it?
Oh no, I have to finish that.
You haven't?
Because everyone said it was not good. So I was like, eh.
You and I watched episode 5. You didn't want to see the finale?
No, I got to finish it.
Yeah, well, I guess it kind of ruined it for you. I mean, go ahead and watch.
No, I forgot. Like, I don't. Really, I just remember like people saying it wasn't good. But...
Yeah, and it got renewed, unfortunately.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Wow. The Night Country?
Who knows? That writer,
What did the critics say? Would the critics like it?
Well, this is the problem. The critics are like, oh my God, it's so good. And then like everyone who actually watched it is like, this is garbage. Like, what are you talking about? So I don't know. It's like one of these things, you know, I hate to bring up the woke stuff, but it's like the writer's a woman. The cast was mostly women. Like, they tried to make it, like, this, like, whole, like, virtue signal thing. And it's just, like, the story wasn't good. Like, it just made no sense. Like, they threw out these Easter eggs. They tried to link it to season one. And it just didn't work. Like, I don't know. It's just...
I was hoping for more.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. It had potential. Yeah, it had potential. There was some decent episodes where I was like, okay, this is going somewhere. But it was just too much, almost like, not like sci-fi, but like too much, it was like, they tried to make it like almost like a horror film at times. And then there was just too many, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a little corny.
Yeah. Kirby Enthusiasm, I have to catch up on. I've only seen episode 1. Other than that, yeah. Juice. I'm not watching
it. The Dynasty.
Oh, right. You started that. Torturing yourself. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, they made Belichick look like a dick.
Of course.
Like, even more.
Yeah. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah, it's like more like Brady propaganda.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. The players hated Belichick. Like, they said, like, we worked for Belichick, we played for Brady.
That seems to be the narrative. I mean, no one really has anything bad to say about Brady, like, ever. Do you ever see anyone? Like, say, yeah.
Nope. No.
Everyone seems to love him. You know? Like, LeBron, you know, I think it's like 50-50, right, with that guy. You know, you either love him or hate him. But Brady, it seems to be, I mean, if you hate him, you hate him because he won all the time, not because of his.
I think when he won that Super Bowl with the Bucks, it was kind of like, okay, we got to give it to this guy.
Oh, yeah. That's how I felt about it. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah,
you know,
it's well done. Else. I'm not up to, like, the Hernandez and all that stuff. It's still, like, the early 2000s, so.
Okay.
It'll get better. Adam, don't feel so bad. The Memphis Grizzlies just won at Philly.
Oh, maybe they're cooking with fish oil. Who knows? Yeah.
Nice. Nice, nice. So, all right, guys.
All right, cheers. Take it easy.
Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.